Good morning, beloved saints of the Most High God. Our readings this morning, we're finishing Psalm 89, and it's from verse 49 to 52.
Lord, where is your steadfast love of old, which by your faithfulness you swore to David? Remember, O Lord, how your servants are mocked, and how I bear in my heart the insults of all the many nations with which your enemies mock. O Lord, with which they mock the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. And you are like this ending. Blessed be the Lord forever. You know, he's not ever going to not be there or not be very relevant to every situation. He's there to be blessed. The path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter, and there's no brighter and no greater than our Lord and our King and our Shepherd, Jesus Christ. And his kingdom is here to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, to bring about, God knows what we need. Therefore, he says, his kingdom is coming on earth, and we must pray, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So this is the blessing to the Lord that is here. Jesus is there to bring all this about. And I just want to go here to, 51?
Yeah.
In the easy, it speaks about them coming up against. I've got a number of translations I look at here. And it says, Lord, your enemies insult the king and you, that which you have chosen. I like that Psalm 2, you know, the kings of this world, that's the kings of the fallen world, that's these rich, spoiled, demon-possessed, rich people and their rulers. They stand together and they come against the Lord and his anointed. They come against the king and he's anointed. But then God says, he laughs. He says he's chosen a king, and that king is Jesus Christ. And that king, he says, if they don't wake up and they don't bow and they don't submit in Psalm 2, he's going to deal with them. And that's what happens. That isn't it the same with us? When we came to a place in our lives where we had to acknowledge and bow down and say we're wrong and God is right, and then wake up and come into the kingdom. As Jesus says, whoever is born again, born from on high, he enters the kingdom and he sees the kingdom. So, yeah, so just my emphasis on the people coming against the king, and they coming against his anointed, against his people. And we've seen that through all the ages. And I love this idea of the prayer meeting again from Angus Buckland, but prayer is a powerful thing, and it's a great thing, and it's God that is behind it all, and it's a precursor to his blessing. It's the same with us. When we speak to the Lord, when we call upon the Lord, when we reason with him, when we fellowship with him, all the different words for prayer, that's when he comes through. Light comes, and then there's no place for darkness. So that's beautiful. But also another thing that we have seen through all the ages of mankind, and what the Bible has recorded in the time of Noah, his family was him and his family were very persecuted by the people at that time. And again, the Bible says that we in this times of Noah again, where you've got people being bound, being taken hold of and used powerfully, and they're bold and they're arrogant against God and against God's things and against God's people. In the time of the Midianites came up against Israel, again, they were bold and they were arrogant, and then God raised up Gideon. And in the time of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar and his government, they were harsh, and they were coming against the people of God. They're setting rules to to bring down the people. But what happened there? God raised up Daniel and God, and they went through the fire, and they went through the lion's den. But you see, that is something you just see all the time. The time of Esther, where they came and they had plans to wipe out the Jewish nation. And so there was turmoil. The arrogant, the evil was prevalent, and that was loud and was boastful. And then God came through powerfully and turned it all around. And we're exactly there again. We're at the same place. Look what's going. You don't need to look. Just know what's going on there in the news. Truth has been called lies. Lies has been called truth. And it's very prevalent, which is again a sign. And this is not like these others. This is a sign now, the end of the age, where this darkness is taken away. Amen. The end is when there's the light, the glory of the Lord, the kingdom of God covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. That's saying that there is the kingdom of darkness and all its agents, which is the devil and his puppets and the people that choose to believe the lie rather than believe the truth, acknowledge and run after money and fame and the hand clap of these rich kids rather than wake up to the name that is written for them in heaven and to their Savior and to the name that is written in heaven. So guys, we're in exciting times. God knows, I love that in Peter, where he says he knows how to punish the wicked and he knows how to protect the righteous. And we've seen that. We've just shared about that now again. So Lord, we thank you. When darkness covers the earth, Lord, I thank you. Your word says we must arise and shine, for your light has come, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for your wonderful scriptures in Ephesians chapter 6 about when we put on the armor, Lord, we overcome, Father God, and we overcome all these strategies. So we're not ignorant of the deception and the lies going out there. Thank you, Lord, for making us wise, Lord, that we see it, Father God, because if we don't see it, it can be very much a part of us. But I thank you because we are part of you and a part of faith and a part of truth and a part of freedom, Father God. We know what is bondage and we know what is lies and we know what is of fear, and it's got no part of us, Father God. So thank you, Father God. We stand strongly in you, Lord, not carnally, Father God, but in you. And I thank you, Lord, for the weapons. Our weapons is the word, Father God, for your presence, Lord. Your leading is mighty for the pulling down of all these strongholds, Lord, and keeping us and our family secure, Father God, not even us and our family, but wherever you have placed us, Father God, we take the ground, Father God. We speak life over all people, Father God, that they come out of the darkness into the marvelous light of the love that you have in store for them and for this nation, for Africa, and the world, in Jesus' name. Amen.